This is Roberto reporting from Genoa. It's approaching the midnight hour here, the beginning of July the 20th. Raining pretty hard here. It's been a day of demonstration. There was a migrants march today, which was the main activity. Upwards of 50,000 people participated through the streets of Genoa, and various groups represented in from all over Europe, actually, have come here to Genoa to say no to the G8. Been very welcomed by the Italian citizens here. They were lining the streets today to check out the procession. I've had nothing but good encounters with people in the stores, very, very friendly. And in general, it's been a welcome atmosphere, at least from the citizens. The streets are a bit deserted in places. It's divided into two zones, a red zone, which is basically keep out unless you have credentials, you work there, you're police or so on. It's barricaded. There's 15-foot fences on the streets, actually, where I'm reporting from right now. I'm maybe 200 meters, then 200 yards from a huge 15-foot fence. 12 o'clock at night right now, not a lot of police activity, but they are guarding it at the moment. Lots of things going on here. There's a forum. It's been going since the 14th. It will go to the 22nd. They're covering all kinds of issues here, reading off of the list here, poverty, globalization, and women, work, public space, the environment, social debt of the North, in which they've people on this program have sort of turned it around. You know, you got the World Bank debt of the poorer nations. It's being perceived here more as an ecological and social debt of the North to those poorer nations. Other things such as food is not a commodity, civil and human rights, genetic engineering, migrant rights, which culminated into the march today. So reports in the mainstream media about demonstrators not really offering alternatives or having much to say about their vision, clearly proven false here. As I'm heading back home right now, before, as I make this call at around midnight, there's still a forum going on. And you could hear it as you were going on. I mean, lots and lots of activity. The mood of the demonstrators is quite festive here. Hopeful, very, very hopeful. Lots of optimism in the streets and so on, despite enormous police presence here. Things are relatively calm, although tomorrow is the day that there's expected to be a clash or two. As some direct actions are headed for that day. That's about it for right now. Got some questions for me there. I'd be glad to tell you and give you the updates on what's going on here. Tomorrow, as I said, the 20th is sort of direct action day, and expected to be anywhere from 10 to 15 groups that will do some sort of direct action, some announced, some unannounced. And a few areas will be going to try to enter the red zone, which is off limits. So the city in that area has generally been shut down. Very little bus transportation. Both major train stations have been shut down. They have let demonstrators in. There's been some negotiating with city officials and so on, and people have been able to get here, although lots of reports of people being stopped at the border in various places and not being able to make it. I myself was on a train in which, coming in from Austria, I decided to try to take a back route because I had heard reports in various places, and they came on the train to check things out there. Thankfully, I was speaking with an elderly Italian gentleman at the time, and didn't seem to appear to be worthy of an inspection. Other than that, not a lot of things. I don't know if you've heard the news back there. There were a couple of days ago, there were a couple of bombings in Milan and Bologna, and the news, local news here, tried to pick it up and make it as though, you know, it was the G8 people or the anti-G8 folks that were, you know, instigating this and so on. But it's been flatly denied by organizers here. And so there's a lot of tension around that. A little quick story here, as I was covering the march today, a couple of people right in front of me took a picture of a suitcase sitting by itself there, and I saw that, and then about 2 minutes later the area was cordoned off, and police were there and, you know, checking that out, I guess, to try to detonate it. They took care of that in about 10 minutes, and no false alarm, but a little tension there. So that's it. The big march is scheduled for the 21st, day after tomorrow, and the reports right now are expecting upwards of 100 to 150,000. Seeing the march today with 50,000, which exceeded people's expectations by about 25,000 at this point, things look positive. So,
I have a couple questions, Roberto.
Sure.
Can you hear me there?
I can. Thank you.
Yeah, my first question, I want to talk a bit more about this red zone.
Yes.
Now, I've read reports that the actual G8 meeting, the leaders themselves are going to be out at sea on a cruise ship outside of the port city there in Genoa. Can you confirm that, or is that?
Well, there's been conflicting reports about that. Originally, they were scheduled to meet inside, and then there's the latest reports are this sort of cruise ship thing, where they've had some, difficulty coordinating to get all of the top brass in the same area at the same time, and. Sort of general consensus behind the scenes right now is nobody really knows where they're going to be or what's up, but suffice it to say that, you know, with the large police presence and so on, that nobody's probably going to know unless there's a leak someplace about what's going on with that.
You reported earlier that the citizenry there, the citizens of Genoa, have for the most part been receptive to the demonstrators. There are other reports that I've read that the authorities have been stockpiling body bags and clearing out the morgue. How has their treatment so far been of the demonstrations that have taken place? Have there been any arrests? Have we seen any kind of brutality from the police thus far?
We haven't had any, to my knowledge, any confirmed announcements of that through the Indy Media Center or any place else that I know of. The march today, there were a few skirmishes. Nothing very strong, a bit minor. There's a pink block here, which is a very interesting group. A lot of folks dress in pink, and it's a festive group. They like to do drumming and dancing and so on and things like that. And they like to make stops at along the parade route or the demonstrating route where they're near the police station, and they get out and they do some dancing and so on. And sometimes the local authorities don't find that particularly amusing, but that's about, you know, the extent of anything that was reported occurring today. As I stated, tomorrow, there's, you know, it's a tense feeling because we know there's going to be some direct action, and that will probably be the major day, you know, for any type of real tension to evolve. One thing, again, the police present, I'm staying just on the border of the red zone, and literally about 7 to 10 yards outside my pension hotel window, there is about four, there's a van of police, and one guy standing with, I'm not a weapons expert, but it looks like an AK-47 to me. It's a bit unnerving as I try to go to sleep and wake up in the morning, but... It's here, and it's a tense feeling.
Yeah, I imagine so. Now, you're there touring around Europe for the various summit protests that are going on this summer. You were in Spain for the Barcelona World Bank Summit, which never happened, but the demonstrations took place regardless, and we got those reports. Did you make it to Germany Austria, Salzburg, too?
Yes, I was in Salzburg for the last 2 days. I did not get through for the first day. A little bit of transportation complications, but that was a definite police state there as well. They had areas cordoned off, and you couldn't go in. And the day before, there was really sort of one day of clashes between demonstrators and so on, and then pretty much the city was sealed off, and that was it. Salzburg's a much smaller city. It's a city of less than a couple hundred thousand. Genoa here is about 750,000, lots wider streets and so on. I think there's been a lot more planning for Genoa as well. The organization here put on by the Genoa Social Forum is really pretty amazing. It's a collective of some 1,000 organizations represented by 54 countries that have come together here to say no to the G8.
How many folks from Santa Cruz are with you?
I haven't met anybody here from Santa Cruz. I'm the lone person right now. It's heavily European. Not a whole lot of people from the States that I've run into. I've traveled about a lot of people from Germany, a lot of folks from Great Britain, and of course, we're here in Italy. Lots of Italians, and everybody's very helpful, and a lot of solidarity. This particular movement that's going on, been called an anti-globalization movement, and it depends on how you define globalization. It's definitely an anti-globalization of capital movement, but this is certainly a globalized effort against capitalism in general and the G8 and neoliberal economic policies.
Is there anything you'd like to add now prior to tomorrow's huge rally?
Not at this point. Like I said, things are a bit calm right now, but I think everybody, both activists and the police and the authorities, are sort of waiting to see what happens tomorrow. The headlines in the paper, the Italian paper the other day, was Genoa and the G8 have a blind date, and that was leading to the foreigners. Nobody really knows what's going to happen, what's up, and the costs. But it's a pretty amazing thing to see all these people from various countries come together.